Bit of time spent this week on the floor, Senator, on the concept of real ID and what Missouri should do based on the federal law from 12 years ago now.
Yes, the real ID situation has really become a problem, especially at Whiteman Air Force Base and other military installations. Currently, Missouri's driver's license are not real ID compliant, and so when a delivery driver or a parent of a serviceman or servicewoman that lives on base wants to come visit or go on to the military base, they are not able to with a Missouri ID. They have to have a chaperone come through at all times. So it's really posed a big problem.
In terms of where Missouri should go, what solutions are out there right now and what solutions do you have?
I filed a bill, Senate Bill 280, which was voted out of the Senate committee earlier today. And then also we debated Senate Bill 37 out on the floor. It basically would give Missourians a choice. When they went in to renew their driver's licenses, they would choose if they wanted a real ID compliant ID or just a standard Missouri driver's license. The difference between the two would be a real ID compliant driver's license. The documents that you use to renew your driver's license would be retained, scanned and retained on a database. If you choose not to have a real ID compliant ID and just a standard Missouri driver's license, those documents would not be scanned and retained. The real ID compliant driver's license would allow you to get on any military base, and then also starting in January 2018, a real ID compliant driver's license would be required to board an airplane. So if you wanted to fly from Kansas City to St. Louis, a standard Missouri driver's license will not be sufficient starting in January 2018.
Another of your measures, I believe, relates to video lottery, but that actually is the end goal or one of your major issues, and that's for veterans.
Yes. This week I filed Senate Bill 452, the Missouri Video Lottery Control Act. Currently, if you go out to some restaurants, bars, or other organizations, many times you find a video lottery machine. Well, currently those machines are illegal in the state of Missouri. What this would do, it would make those machines legal to the state of Missouri. Then it would place a licensing fee on each one of those video machines. That licensing fee would go to our Missouri veterans homes and Missouri cemeteries, and then the tax on the revenue coming in from those machines would go toward education. I think that would seem to be a sensible way to increase revenue to the state, increase revenue for education, as well as increase revenue for our veterans homes and cemeteries.
Those homes and cemeteries, we've been hearing a lot about those over the years and the need for some improvements there.
Yes. Currently in the state of Missouri, we have a waiting list of over 1,900 veterans that are waiting to enter a veterans home. The projections from the licensing fees from the Missouri Video Lottery Control Act would be approximately $4.5 million. This would most certainly help with the maintenance and repairs at those veterans cemeteries, veterans homes, and possibly would allow us to build a new veterans home in order to better serve our veteran population.